Chapter 12, Samuel Smith's Mission, June 1830. Samuel Smith was Joseph Smith's younger brother. Jesus wanted Samuel to go on a mission. Samuel was the first missionary for the church. Samuel went to teach people the gospel and tell them about the Book of Mormon. On the first day, he traveled 25 miles, but people treated him unkindly and did not want to listen. When night came, Samuel stopped at an inn. He asked the owner if he would like to buy a Book of Mormon. The owner asked where Samuel got the book. Samuel said his brother had translated it from gold plates. The owner was angry. He said Samuel was lying and told him to get out of the inn. Samuel Smith was discouraged. That night he slept under an apple tree. The next morning Samuel went to see John Green, who was a leader of another church. Mr. Green was not interested in the Book of Mormon, but he agreed to ask the people in his church if they would like to buy a copy. When Samuel returned 3 weeks later, there had been no sales. However, Mr. Green's wife said she had read the book. Samuel Smith's mission was hard. When he went home, he did not think he had been successful. Samuel did not know at the time that his work would eventually lead to many people joining the church, including Mr. and Mrs. Green. Samuel had also sold a Book of Mormon to a man named Phineas Young. Phineas read the book and gave it to his brother, whose name was Brigham Young. Brigham Young read the Book of Mormon and believed it was true. Phineas and Brigham Young told some friends about the Book of Mormon, and they also read it and believed it was true. Later, Phineas and Brigham Young and their friends joined the church. Within a few years, Brigham Young was called to be an apostle. Many years after that, he became the president of the church. He and others who were converted through the efforts of Samuel Smith became great leaders in the church.